Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kenji. You weren't at the restaurant staff meeting today, so I wanted to let you know that all the servers will be getting new uniforms next month.
Okay. Should I go to a specific store to buy one, or will a restaurant supply them?
I'm going to order black T-shirts with our restaurant logo from a supplier here in town, and I'll take care of the cost. I just need to know your size so I can complete the order.
I usually wear a medium. Thanks.
Number 32. Where do the speakers work? Number 33. What change does the woman mention? Number 34. What does the woman need to know? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks, Frank and Ming, for coming by on such short notice. I just met with our chief financial officer, and we need to reduce our company's costs. Our home appliances are selling well, but production costs are still too high.
What about outsourcing some operations? If we hire someone else to do things like warehousing and delivery, it could cut down on our expenses. What do you think, Ming?
I agree, Frank. It sounds like something we should consider. Tell you what, I can research some companies and put together a list of names for Thursday. Then we can start compiling some numbers.
Number 35. What does the woman want to do? Number 36. What solution does Frank propose? Number 37. What will Ming prepare for Thursday? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I saw an advertisement for your boat tours. Are there any at the end of September?
Absolutely. They're actually crowded at that time of year because it's the last of the nice weather.
Well, I'm glad I called early then. I'd like to reserve two seats.
All our reservations are done through our website. Look for the calendar on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. Then you just choose the date you want.
Number 38. What does the woman say about tours in September? Number 39. What does the woman tell the man to do? Number 40. What does the woman imply when she says,
"You can't miss it"?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Akira, do you have time to send an email to the staff this afternoon? I do it myself, but the Board of Trustees meeting starts in 10 minutes, and I'm presenting the opening report.
No problem at all. What would you like the memo to say?
The entire law office will close early on Friday at 3 p.m. Some contractors are coming in to paint the conference room and lobby walls.
Okay, I'll get that out right away.
Number 41. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 42. Why is the woman unable to complete the task? Number 43. What will happen on Friday afternoon? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, it's Jeff from Personnel calling. I'll be conducting the preliminary interviews for the project manager position in your division. Is there anything specific you want the candidates to be able to do?
Well, I know you ask about their education credentials and work experience, but I really need someone who can travel as part of this position.
Yes, I see frequent international and domestic travel in the job requirements. Okay, I won't invite anyone for a second interview who isn't interested in that.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, don't forget that I'll be out the week of July 6th on holiday. Please don't schedule suitable candidates to interview with me during that time.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What does the woman say staff should be able to do? Number 46. What does the woman remind the man about? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I need some help with this mobile phone that I bought at your shop. Whenever I make a call, I can hear the person on the other end, but that person can't hear me.
It sounds like there might be something wrong with the microphone. Have you dropped the phone recently?
No, I haven't. In fact, I just bought it yesterday.
Sometimes there's a manufacturing defect. Let me take a look at your phone to see if that's the case. If it is, then we can give you a brand new one at no cost.
Number 47. What is the man's problem? Number 48. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 49. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I've read great reviews of your bakery. You're famous for your strawberry muffins, right? I'd like to try one.
Sorry, we have strawberry muffins only when fresh strawberries are in season. Would you like to try an almond muffin instead?
Sure. And by any chance, do you offer catering? I'm expecting some clients at the office early Tuesday morning, and I'd like to have some food available.
We don't do formal catering, but if you're in the neighborhood, I can bring your order to your office.
Great, thanks. We're around the corner from here. How about a dozen assorted muffins? Here's the address.
Number 50. Why is a product unavailable? Number 51. What does the woman inquire about? Number 52. What will the man most likely do on Tuesday? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. You've reached customer service at the Oxbridge Water Company. How can I help you?
Hi. I just received my water bill and it's much higher than usual. I think it's because last month one of the pipes in my house broke. My whole ground floor was flooded. I shouldn't have to pay the full amount, should I?
If you can send us a receipt for any repair work related to the leak, it's possible we can reduce the charges. If you're ready, I can give you the address to send that to.
Number 53. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 54. Why is the man calling? Number 55. What does the woman ask the man to send? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Molly. How was your trip to meet with Xavier Retailers?
Oh, hi, Brian. It went really well. The retailer really liked our women's footwear line, and they've decided to place an order with us for their department stores nationwide, so it's much bigger than we expected.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks. Of course, I know you did most of the market analysis. It really helped me convince the client to carry our footwear.
Don't worry, it was my pleasure. Oh, just so you know, there's been a policy change, and the receipts from trips can be submitted electronically.
Thanks. I'll take care of that this week.
Number 56. What has the woman recently accomplished? Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says,
I know you did most of the market analysis.
Number 58. What policy change does the man tell the woman about? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Jiyun. How is it going with the brochures for the Sports and Medicine Expo in July? I'm really eager to see what the public thinks about our company's new exercise equipment.
Actually, not well. I printed a few yesterday, and for some reason the ink won't dry. I tried different types of photo paper and tested different printer settings, but no matter what I do, the ink smears when I touch it.
Strange. Well, since we're not in a hurry, why don't we just get the brochures printed at a place that specializes in this sort of thing? I want to make sure they look great.
Number 59. What is the company planning to do in July? Number 60. What problem does the woman mention? Number 61. What does the man suggest? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hi, I'm one of the new interns here at Manzi Technology. I'm here for the orientation session at 9 o'clock.
Okay, I just need you to sign in, and I'll find your name tag. What's your name?
Richard Edwards.
Oh, there's a Rhonda Edwards in our public relations department. Are you related to her?
Yes, she's my older sister. Actually, she's the one who told me about this internship. She thought I'd really enjoy working here during my break from university.
I'm sure you will. Well, welcome to Manzi. Here's your name tag. Orientation is upstairs. It's the first room on your left when you get to the top of the staircase.
Thank you.
Number 62. Why is the man at Manzi Technology? Number 63. How did the man learn about Manzi Technology? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which room will the man go to next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Hi, Mr. Polk. Thanks for meeting with me.
Sure, it's a pleasure. So, you're writing an article for Forge Ahead magazine?
Yes. The piece is about how your car manufacturing plant dramatically changed the way it produces cars. Could you tell me about what you did?
Certainly. Many factory employees are told to never stop the production line, no matter what. Recently, I took the opposite approach. Whenever we found a defect, anyone could stop the assembly line and address the problem immediately.
And this transition improved your quality control?
Exactly. In fact, look at this production chart. You'll see that, compared to other factories, cars from this one have far fewer defects.
Number 65. Why is the woman meeting with the man? Number 66. What happened recently at Mr. Polk's factory? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which factory does Mr. Polk most likely manage? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and contract.
Hello, it's Helen from your lawyer's office calling to make sure you received the contract we sent over.
Hi, yes, and I had time to look it over. There's actually a spelling error on the second line. It should be MILT, M-I-L-T Industries, not M-A-L-T.
Oh, I'll have that corrected. Did you notice anything else?
Well, I just received the building inspection report, and we learned that the electrical wiring is over 15 years old. We're worried about having access to enough power to run all our computers and servers.
That's a problem. I'll talk to the sellers about covering the cost of upgrading the electricity.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. According to the man, which information is incorrect? Number 69. What does the man say he is worried about? Number 70. What does the woman offer to do?